Okay, Pastor Wesley, are you ready to bring us the last of our great lesson that we've had this week? Let's bring up Pastor Wesley.
Well, you give me a pulpit, it might get long in here. All right, well, good morning. I tell you, it has been a pleasure as I have come in each morning and just sat in the back and listened to the music. What a joy. I grew up with traditional hymns, and my mom was a pianist, and my grandmother played the organ in church, and so all the songs that you have sung this past week when I've been here are songs I've been very, very familiar with and have really taken me back to a wonderful, wonderful time in my life. So it's been a real joy. I do love the contemporary music and the upbeat stuff, but there's something so special about songs that you were raised on and that have a place in your heart for 10 or 20 or 30 years. So I really enjoyed it. And I'm excited to wrap up today with you. I know that you're nearing the end of your conference. And so today I want to hand off some responsibility. We are going to dive into the Discovery Bible Study. We're going to look at a brand new passage today from the letter from Paul to the Ephesians. And it's a great passage, so it's going to be a little bit different. We did an Old Testament passage, right, with a story in it. We did a New Testament passage that was really a story. And we're going to do, or a gospel passage. And today we're going to do a passage from the letter from Paul. And what I want you to understand is that every passage is a little different, and some are easier than others. And so we're going to dive into it. I want to ask you a question. Did all of you, I know you all did your homework, right? Everybody did their homework. You read through the Discovery Bible Study tool. Yes. Yes. Oh, you guys are such great students. My goodness. Man, oh man. I wish the people in my church were as faithful as you are. Maybe I'll kick them out and y'all just stay here. Come to church with me. Can we do that? No. It's been good, and thank you for taking the time to look through that. So as I said yesterday, today, we'll kind of start it together, but I'm going to hand it off to you, and I'm just going to be in the room walking around. If you need some help, raise a hand, but you guys are going to do this. I'm here just to encourage you. And so I'm going to walk through the rationale again. I read it to you yesterday, but I want to highlight the rationale, maybe remind you of a few of the ground rules. Then we're going to pass out the scripture passages. I have the Braille up here, and we also have the large print, so we'll get those into your hands. You're going to figure out what your group looks like, and I'm going to give you permission to kind of move your chairs around and get comfortable being able to kind of have a little circle where you can really hear each other well. And then we're going to figure out who's going to facilitate, because you always have someone who asks and answers the question first, right? If you're facilitating, your job is to ask the question and then to be the first one to answer it. So you're setting the example of how to do it and do it well. You don't have to be the expert of knowledge or theology or doctrine. Just be willing to read God's word and engage it in a way that other people can watch and imitate, right? So listen to this from Isaiah chapter 55, 11. It's this beautiful passage about God's word. When my word goes forth, it shall not return empty or void, but will accomplish the thing for which I sent it. You see, this verse encapsulates the Discovery Bible Study. God's Word does what He said it would do, and the Discovery Bible Study helps us get out of the way so that God proves Himself faithful to His promise. Sometimes we can block what God's trying to say to us. So the Discovery Bible Study tool is a God-honoring and God-exalting process. It allows us to directly engage and rub up against God's Word. In doing so, our Heavenly Father and our Heavenly Father alone receives the glory as He proves Himself faithful, as He opens our hearts and our minds to discover what He is saying to us, right? There aren't any experts in the room. God is the expert. It allows the Holy Spirit to become the teacher. It gets the teacher or a DVD or a book study or a lesson plan out of the way, allowing the true teacher, the Holy Spirit, to enter the room, be with us, and so that we can hear the Spirit's voice. There's also a dependency on God to reveal truth. We don't look to someone else. Tell me what it says. We're saying, God, I'm in this room with you. I'm listening to your word. I'm going to trust you to help me understand what you're saying to me. The beautiful thing, too, is that God delights in speaking through people. Not only is he going to speak to us through his word, but as other people engage the word with us and they're trying to understand it, what they're learning may help us learn, right? They're not telling us what to think. They're discovering it out loud with us. The Discovery Bible Study is also an effective disciple-making tool, which I will tell you is my passion. I believe the church's primary call is to make disciples that make disciples. And this consistently works, especially with those of us who are seeking or who are young in our walk with Christ. It helps them take next steps. It teaches them to listen to God. And I think for many of us that have been Christians for a long time, always being refreshed on how to get quiet and listen to the Father is a skill we work on our entire spiritual lives. And so this tool helps us do that. It's actually a bit of a rehabilitation for those of us who think we've been discipled and we know how to do it. Right? It's always good to step into a new place and God's teaching us something new. The other beautiful thing about the Discovery Bible Study is that it is relentless in shepherding us toward transformational living. Right? It asks us to be honest and authentic with other people. What is God saying to me? It asks us to build accountability, make an I will statement, and say it out loud so other people know what you're going to do. It pushes us to take personal responsibility for what God is teaching us. It also pushes us to share what God is doing in our lives with people who may not know Jesus. It teaches us to pray for those around us, and it moves us into acts of service. When you really think about living the life of Jesus, being authentic, being accountable, taking personal responsibility, sharing our faith, having a life of prayer, and serving others, that's the heart and life of Jesus. And this tool helps us imitate that. So, what we're going to do now is I am going to give you the ground rules. Remember, we're only looking at the passage. We're only listening to God through this passage. So don't quote a commentary or your favorite author. Look at the passage. You guys are smart. You don't need your favorite author. You can read the text. You can hear it. You can experience it, and you can draw conclusions. So focus on what you hear the text saying. If it's not in the text, don't add it in. Don't tell us what you think about God. Tell us what the passage says about God, right? So that's the ground rule. Also, give time for everyone to participate. Don't give a 25-minute answer, right? Keep your answer short, succinct. That's another rule. We want everyone to participate. So we get focused. We give not quick, but straight to the point answers, right? So remember that. Stay with the text. Listen well to others around you. And make sure your answers are thoughtful and concise. Now we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Can I have my gentlemen who have helped us pass out paperwork, and we'll get out the large prints and we'll get out the Braille. We are looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. And as before, you have both the NIV and the CEV on the documents that you'll be handed. All right, it looks like we're getting there. About everyone has their papers or their Braille. Also, make sure you're in a group of three, no less than three, no more than six. And you can move your chairs around. Oh, it looks like we have a group of seven, but we'll let that pass. It's the last day. It's okay. All right, does everyone have Braille that needs it? Does everyone have large print? Oh, we've got one hand all the way in the back, Albert. I'm not sure. Oh, you're out of large print? All right, does everyone have their Braille or their large print? They're ready to go? Okay, let me have your attention before we get started. I want to give you the final little details to make sure we all dive into this the right way. Remember, once I turn it over to you, I'm going to pray for you all. And once I turn it over to you, you need to pick your leader. Who's going to ask the questions of the group? Okay, so remember, that's your first task. So let me remind you, who can tell me how many questions there are in the Discovery Bible Study tool?
Eight.
Yes. How many words do you need to remember?
17.
Yes. So I'm going to give you to those really quick. Number one, the word to remember is thankful, but the question, the longer question is, what is something from this past week for which you're grateful? Right? Just remember the word thankful, you'll remember the question. Question number two. Challenge. That's the word to remember from this past week. What was challenging for you? Question number three is, how did it go? That's four words right there. How did it go? Number four, who can tell me what the four words are in step four? Details, yes. And then observe is actually one of the things you can do in your worksheet, but you guys are getting this. You are getting this. Number five, step five.
What is the character of God?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I said it wrong. That's number four. Yeah, what is the character of God? What does this passage teach us about God? So remember, God. The next one is people. That's the word. What's this passage teach us about humanity or people? The next one is obedience. What does this passage teach us about obedience or the lack thereof? 6b, the I will statement, right? I will. This is called learning by doing. Considering what we know about the passage, what is God calling me to do this week? Number 7 is share. Who am I going to share it with? Who am I going to tell what God has been teaching me? Who am I going to ask to hold me accountable for my action step? So there are a couple layers in that one. There are two or three things you can share. The final one is challenge. And the question is, in this upcoming week, what is the challenge you're going to face? And the reason we ask that is we want to pray for the people with whom we're studying God's Word, and we want to put our hands and feet into action. They may have a need that we can meet on the spot, and we don't even have to pray for it, right? Because we can say, I can take care of that. God has blessed me in a way that I can help you. So that's your 8 questions, 17 words, and I'm going to let you run now. Let me pray for you. You're going to identify your leader, and you're going to jump into it. Are you all ready? You look like it to me, man. You're excited. I can see it. Father, you are good and glorious and wonderful, and you speak into our lives in a myriad of ways. But we know that your word is special. It's a unique way that you speak into our world very clearly. And we can learn so much from listening to your voice through the word. We pray right now that the Holy Spirit would invade this room, that we'd all get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit be the teacher. Because right now, right here, you want to teach us something. And you want us to take action in our lives. So Father, help us to hear you and to be obedient, to trust you and to take action. Bless the reading of your word and the hearing as well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Go. I'm in the room. If you're stuck, you got a problem, raise a hand. Close to wrapping up. You've got your I will statements. I'll give you just a few more minutes and then we'll wrap it up because our time is just about done. And I'm getting hungry. So if your group is done, just have someone from your group raise their hand real quick. Just kind of get a feel for who's. All right, we've got a. Okay. We've got one or two that are right toward the end. So bring it home. All right. Is there any group still working? Okay. You're still working? We're done?
Yes.
I think I do. Yes, we have it in Braille. All right. Is everyone done? Everyone done. Okay, perfect. Let me have your attention, and I'll wrap this up and bid you adieu. Thank you. Thank you so much to the, the board and for Enoch for giving me this opportunity. It's been a real privilege and a joy to get to spend some time with you, and especially when we get to come together. I didn't know any of you, but we are family. And And I may not see you in the next decade or two to come, but I promise you, I will see you again. So I'm excited about that. And my hope is that when we see each other again, you'll be able to say, Wes, I learned to better listen to God, and I taught other people to do the same. So that's what will excite me one day, to know that you have lived out your faith in a bright and a bold way, and you taught people how to follow Jesus the way that you're learning to follow Jesus. So let me pray with you. Before I do that, I just want to review one more time. 8 questions, 17 words. The first question that you ask, what's something for which you're grateful? Second question you ask is, what's a challenge you had this past week? The third question you ask, particularly for people who you're doing this with, is, how'd it go? You made an I will statement last week. How'd you do? The fourth section is then retail details, right? And then you ask the first question, what does this teach us about God? Second question we ask about the passage, what does this teach us about ourselves or humanity? The final question we ask about the text is, what does this teach us about obedience or the lack thereof? Then we ask ourselves to pause and get quiet and reflect and build an I will statement. Make it specific. I was telling someone that sometimes we'll say, I want to obey God this week. The best I will statement is actually more specific than that. I will obey God by apologizing to my neighbor to whom I said a coarse word, right? It's the same thing, I will obey or I obey by, but it's more powerful to put legs to it, to make it very specific. Whatever it is, you know what you need to do. And so you build that I will statement, then you think about, who am I going to share this with? Who in my life would benefit from hearing this great truth from God, or even learning how to do the Discovery Bible Study? So there are a couple things you can share. And then finally we ask, what's a challenge you're going to face? So there are two challenge questions. The one looks backwards, how'd it go, what's going on in your world? And then this last question is, how's it going next week? Because it allows us to say, we can pray for you, and how can I help? So it really builds in the idea that as followers of Jesus, we listen to God's word, we pray for each other, we listen to each other, and we serve each other. And it's all built into the study. It's a comprehensive way to follow Jesus just by studying and listening to God's word. So thank you again. It is indeed been a privilege. Yes, I see a hand over here on my left, the right-hand side of the room.
Our group was talking about, why should we let this stop now? Let's continue it. We're thinking about setting up a conference call so that we can continue doing it.
That's beautiful.
Keep it going.
Yes, and I would encourage you, this is something that you just didn't use this week to learn something from God. The reason I gave you this is you literally can do this with your friends, your family, the people that go to church with you. 2 or 3 people in a room say, hey, let's study God's word together, and I have a little tool. And the beautiful thing is, if you do it with them a couple times, they'll know how to do it, right? One more hand, right up here in the front.
What does CPE stand for?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, CEV is Contemporary English Version.
So,
and DBS is Discover Bible Study Tool. All right, can I pray with you all? And pray a blessing over you. Father, be with each person in this room. Help them to carry your words with them everywhere they go and to be a light to the world. Father, we pray a blessing on them. May your countenance shine upon them. May they feel your guidance and direction in everywhere they go. May every moment be filled with your energy, your life, your joy, your love. And may they be witnesses to the transforming power of Jesus Christ. We place our hope in you and in your resurrection, and we know that you and you alone are our hope. Thank you that though we don't know each other until we met here, we are family. We were family before we met, and we will be family in eternity. Thank you for introducing me to my brothers and sisters. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.